Taylor Swift is an obvious Biden plant. Controversy or non-controversy? No, just plain crazy. I'm Chris Cuomo, and welcome to a special for the Chris Cuomo Project, Controversy or Non-Controversy, which involves the inimitable daddy-to-be Gregory Ott, where we go through a list of what's going on and making people think, and whether I think it's worthy of the thinkery that it is receiving. Thank you for subscribing, following, checking us out on News Nation every weekday night at 8 and 11 p. The Substack, if you want this podcast ad-free, or you want to be part of the conversation that is growing around long COVID, the Chris Cuomo Project.substack.com. So, well, what do you have?
Let's get into this thinkery that you're alluding to.
You start is that with, not a word you use often?
No, it isn't, but I'm not, I've never been accused of thinking before, so I'll let that slide. We'll start with the Taylor Swift conspiracy that you alluded to up top. This is from CBS News. Myriad baseless rumors emerged on social media, everything from claims that Swift has played a part in Pentagon psychological operations to the idea that she and her two-time Super Bowl champion boyfriend are key assets in a secret plot to help President Biden get elected in 2024. Another variant, the Chiefs' success was rigged as part of the plan for the game on February 11th in Las Vegas. That game being, I believe, the Super Bowl of football, National Football League. So all of this bizarre attention on Taylor Swift. Do you find this to be a controversy or a non-controversy?
I'm going to surprise you. Mm. Controversy.
Oh, I am actually surprised.
And I'll tell you why. Because I'm a Bills fan. And I knew those Chiefs were cheating.
I thought you were a Jets fan.
I am, but I hate the Jets. And my plan is, if I say I hate them, they will spite me by getting good. Hasn't worked yet. But I've always been a Bills fan, two reasons. One, nobody's not a Bills fan. And two, they're the only team that actually plays in New York.
Well, they had a great running back years ago. I don't know what he went on to do, but he was fantastic.
Well, you know, I know that they were chasing him at some point.
O.J. So, Simpson.
Thank you, Orenthal James. Now, here's why it's a controversy. Not because I believe any of this bullshit, because that's what it is. Shame on the media for milking this. This is fringe, stupid social media stuff, okay? But they're playing to it anyway. Why? Demonize Trump supporters. Demonize the right fringe. Do some deserve it? Yeah, not to be demonized, but to be criticized? Absolutely. But the media keeps making the same mistake where Trump is involved, which is putting everybody in the same basket. And it's also a controversy because we have too many people in this society that are susceptible to stories like this. And I was very happy that Colin Cowherd said on his show, you know, he's a sports guy. He's not a political guy. What does it say about you that you're bothered by Taylor Swift because of your perception of her politics? And let me tell you something. A lot of you Chiefs fans slash football fans, you were going bad on T-Swift in the beginning, or Tay-Tay, or whatever you call her, because you guys dropped a couple of games. You dropped a couple of games because you didn't have it together. But you're lucky you got that quarterback, boy. Let me tell you something. And a couple other pieces. And now you're winning all these games. All of a sudden, she's your good luck charm. Look, who cares who your players are dating? I'll tell you who. Anybody who cares about celebrities. And we are obsessed with celebrities. They're our royalty. You have the biggest pop star, arguably, in the world, dating, you know, this, you know, he's an amazing football player.
Madonna's Kelsey. Dating OJ?
Please. Travis Kelsey. And people are going to care. And that's okay. That's fine. That's our culture. The idea that it's distracting from the game, please get over yourself. The game is a distraction. So it is a controversy, but not because Taylor Swift is part of the deep state.
Have you seen this recent poll or something that showed the polarization between, I think, people under the age of 30, broken down by men and women, and the split gender-wise of how they are going politically, how younger women are drifting very far to the left and younger men are drifting very far to the right? I'm wondering if you could lay some thoughts onto this issue with that in mind, because I'm thinking of, like, Cowherd and all these other guys are talking about these, like, incel-type guys who can't handle, you know, a prominent young woman being very famous and ruining their manly game of football or whatever. And I can't help but think that plays into this like polarization that's happening among a generation that is like kind of bifurcating because like dating has gotten really weird.
So as you get out of the paradigm that this is a controversy. And here's why. As you get out of the paradigm of man marries woman and woman does what man says, you're going to see people acting individually when it comes to their politics and their lives. That's good. Two, women are dealing with something that I don't think men can even fathom. And I'm not just talking about childbirth. But can you imagine if the state made a determination that whether directly or indirectly, depending on how you decide to see it, affected what you can do with your body? Can you imagine, like, look, if you want to follow it to a logical absurdity, what if we decide we got too many people and we decide that men should have vasectomies? Would never happen. Why? Because men wouldn't allow it. But why should it happen if you're okay with Dobbs and the restriction of reproductive rights by not having a national mandate that there are reproductive rights? Well, because this is all about the human life. No, it really isn't. And here's why. Because we never really determined when you have a person for the purpose of law versus a developing fetus that could become, that has human potential. We never really improved on viability because we didn't really care. We wanted this to be about politics and division. And this is a case in politics of the dog catching the car. And when you changed and removed this protection, you sent a fear through women's heads and hearts that they haven't felt in a generation. And it's not all women. Some are very pro-life. And why do I do this? One, everybody's pro-life, okay? And very few people are pro-death, or except to talk about the death penalty, or I like to kill babies. That's what I like to do. You know, that's a very rare sympathy to hear expressed, if at all, by sane people. But more importantly, you are pro-life until it comes out of the fetus, it comes out of the vagina or out of the belly. And then what? Where does this incredible, extreme passion for the potential of this human being once they actually need you in their lives? You see what I'm saying? There's a lack of consistency. It's like once you come out, you're on your own. It doesn't make sense to me. And when something doesn't make sense, it's indicative of politics. So women have an exigency, an existential crisis on their hands, too many of them, okay? And that's what you're seeing. And we're seeing it in the polling. And the right greatly underestimated the backlash from that move. Sure, you made the evangelicals happy, and they are the biggest group of Christians in the country, but you got a lot more women than you got evangelicals. Well, what about evangelical women? You got a lot more non-evangelical women than evangelical women.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Prize Picks. Prize Picks, man, if you like DFS, this is the way to go. America's number one fantasy sports app. 3 million members. Why? Easy, exciting, plenty of action. Makes watching the sports, makes watching the players more fun. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats. And if you're any good, winnings roll in. And now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn 100 into 10,000. You can turn 10 bucks into 1,000. Basketball, hockey, college, you know, all the different entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You ready to get started with Prize Picks? Download the app today. Use code CCP. You'll get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Again, download the app today. Use the code CCP. You get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. It is important to me that I take the right things to help me. Now I'm dealing with the long COVID on top of all this other inflammation stuff, and I got longevity concerns because I'm over 50. I need supplements. Many of you are the same way. And even if you're not getting creaky, you may want to be maximizing your performance. That's why for many years, I have switched to AG1. Why? Because it's one and done. They did the research for me. They have the right combinations, and it is more cost effective than buying these things separately. I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I absolutely look forward to drinking every day for two reasons. One, they make a good product. For two, if I'm drinking it again, it means I lived another day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and you're going to get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription. Just go to drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. The Chris Cuomo Project is supported by All American Assets. Why? Because you need somebody to help you make the decisions. What do I do to get away from the markets? Should I just put my money in a tin can? No. But what you can do is hold physical gold and silver. And I'm not just talking about burying it in a chest like some pirate. You can put it in your 401k. You can put it in your IRA. Most people only think that you can get stocks, right? You know, maybe some bonds or something like that. But you didn't know that you could invest in your retirement accounts with these types of investments. Hard silver, hard gold. All American Assets offers a wide selection of different gold and silver products, all delivered right to your door or to a depository in safe, discreet, fully insured packaging. And if you got a 401k from a previous employer, or if you got an IRA, an IRA, you can just roll it over into physical gold and silver. You can also make a purchase with cash and fund your account by sending a check or wire. Now is the opportune moment. Start investing in precious metals, safeguarding your savings against these volatile markets. Visit allamericanassets.com for your free gold and silver investment guide, or go and call 888-390-2522. And you can learn how to turn your paper savings into gold, literally. Again, 888-390-2522, or visit allamericanassets.com. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Done With Debt. This is a big one, especially in America, man. You need Done With Debt. If you're one of us who's addicted to credit, you need Done With Debt because you're going to bed thinking about how much you owe and what the minimum amount payable is and what are you going to do and you're never going to get out from under it. And look, is it your fault? Yeah, in part, take responsibility for your spending, but also, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans. It's almost impossible to pay off your debt once you get into that cycle. Insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. And that's why you need Done With Debt, because Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you deal with debt faster than most of us would think possible. Done With Debt analyzes your debt, gives you options that you'll qualify for. Done With Debt knows how to reduce bills, cut interest rates. They've got skilled staff at Done With Debt that will negotiate, figure out how to get better deals. So here's how easy they'll make it. Go to donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com, and start getting out from under the problem and toward the solution. You got debt? You need Done With Debt.
Now, on the male side, it's different. It's about cultural conditioning. It is not just incels, involuntarily celibate. It's kind of like the new term for loser or whatever. Like, you can't get laid, so you are involuntarily celibate.
What about a simp?
Which is what?
Simp is like a doting boy who lusts after a woman. It, like the nice guy who just like, you know, is like the in the friend zone permanently, the simp.
You know that.
Simping for someone.
That is a new definition of that word.
Yeah, yeah. It's a
And do Gen you Z remember?
Word. The Simpsons? Yeah, it was a great show.
No.
Was
that
a great
we
show.
Had this conversation.
You and I?
Yes.
About you being a simp or me being a simp?
What about the word simp, Gregory?
We've not had a simp conversation on this show.
Mm-mm. Not on the show. I called you a simp.
What the hell? Why?
And you got very upset. I said, I don't think this word means what you think it means.
I'm not a simp.
I agree. You are not a simp
Thank
by your
you.
Definition.
Print that.
But by mine, You may have
been. But what is your definition? I'm using the current definition
of sin. Just, you know, guy, no hair on his arms, you know, a little soft.
Yeah, I'm a Scandinavian.
No, you're not. You're American. And love it or leave it.
What are you talking? I was in Sweden last year visiting my great-great uncle.
What's his name?
Raymar. Reimar, Raymar Westerlund. He owns a fine textile company. I'm just saying,
you can't make it this easy to get you upset.
He owns a textile company. He's a very impressive man.
What are you going to do when the baby's coming and destroying all your favorite stuff? Are you going to go crazy every 5 seconds?
They're not allowed in my room.
Oh, get ready for reality, my brother. You
I
don't
got a
have
lock
a room.
On that door,
you
man.
You do not have a room.
I have a lock
anymore. You're not even. Not only are you not gonna have a lock, you're gonna have these weird things on your doorknobs.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Anyway, men are dealing with something else, a function of cultural conditioning, where especially white men. And men overall, in terms of when is it okay to be masculine? What does that mean anymore? And you see a lot of this on social media. It is proliferating. It is growing of these sites that are pitching to men that it's okay to be dominant and to be strong and to be alphas. And it is working. And by the way, that's not good or bad. It's just a perspective on masculinity. But there are a lot of men, mostly white, who are being culturally conditioned through media, agendas, some propaganda, to believe that they are unwanted for what they are and unwanted for how they are. I've had guys sending me, have I told you this about the commercial counts? I've had these men
counting the number of commercials on the show.
No, counting.
If you subscribe to the Substack, no commercials.
Well done.
I'm just trying to help.
People have been counting the races in commercials and sending it to me as proof that diversity is an organized eradication of whiteness. Okay, now look, you know what my truth is on this, that diversity is America's greatest strength. It is what made us who we are, that not everybody is from Sweden. You have some people from Sweden. You have some people from Italy. You have some people who just got here. You have some people who've been here for 4 or 5 generations. You've got East Asians. You've got Southeast Asians. You've got Outer Mongolians. You have all kinds of people, and that's why America's so tough to beat. Because we're bringing the best and arguably the worst of everything into this world. And that's our strength. I would argue it's even our purpose. But that doesn't have anything to do with eradicating or erasing whiteness. That's not how I see diversity. But I'll tell you, there are a lot of men who are sending me these things, being like, okay, so whites are half, let's say, okay? Black people are 17, 15, 14, whatever number you want. Look at these commercials. Look how there's like one white person and everybody else is brown or something else. And at first I was like, so what? How are you threatened by the commercial? But I keep getting them now. And now I'm looking at commercials this way. It doesn't have the same impact on me psychologically. But they are being conditioned to think that the left wants them gone. And that's why you saw this quick turn on the opportunity that was provided on some of these Ivy League campuses, big school campuses, that when they screwed it up in the hearing about how they were treating Jewish students and protecting Jewish students and protecting against anti-Semitism the way they do so many other things that they like, it created an opportunity to go after the other things that people believe they're inculcating, specifically DEI. Now, again, diversity, equity, inclusion, I think is fundamental to the American proposition. It's all about how you encourage it and implement it. And there's this really quick frontal attack coming on that it all has to go. Now, the only reason you would want it to all go is because you believe that you are going to be disadvantaged personally. And so I see this bifurcation that you're talking about in voting things, is that women are being affected in a way by this really important issue about reproductive rights. and legislating bodies. And I get it. It's complicated. It's complicated. It's easy to weaponize, but I get it that it's been a galvanizing tool. And I expect to see it in this election. But with men, it's different. That it is also pissed off and fear-based, but less rationally so, more emotionally so. Ironic, right? Because we usually say the women are the ones, you know, like that's like an old bias trope about women. And let me tell you, anybody who's in this business, if you don't think women can use their brains the same way men can and lead and make hard decisions, let me introduce you to somebody named Dusty. So yes, I think that you're seeing a divergence or bifurcation, as you say. But it's not because they're going the different ways on the same issue. It's because they have their own issues.
I just think it's such an interesting direction to be going in for people who are piling on both Taylor Swift and the National Football League, two of the most popular things in, if not just America, then the world. Like if you looked at that, there was a stat that showed of television broadcasts last year, like something like 90 of the top 100 of them were National Football League games. Many of which are consumed by men, I would imagine. And then Taylor Swift is the biggest recording artist in the world. So you have, or one of them. So you have these incredibly popular mass appeal forces that a bunch of people have just decided, yeah, we hate both of these now. Like, at what point do you culturally paint yourself into a corner? Like, all right, you don't like the NFL. You don't like Taylor Swift. You don't drink Bud Light. You don't want to shop at Target. You see what I'm saying? I'm painting a broad brush here, but you see what I'm saying? Like, the way you... At what point do you reduce the amount of culture that you even want to take part in? Where does this leave you? Like an open field with like a cup and ball game? You know what I mean?
I sucked at that.
I've won at home. I'm very good at it. I have a great video of my wife catching it in slow motion.
He is of the generation where he believes he's good at everything.
No, I said my wife, we are good at the cup
See,
and ball
you're
game.
You're upset again.
I'm just saying this is
You're upset again.
I'm not bragging about some achievement. I'm saying this little, it's like a cup with a string on the end of it and a ball. You go like that. We have the motor skills to be very accomplished at this particular activity.
One, don't bring your pregnant wife into it. Second, because now I feel bad and I don't want to feel bad about it. And I have a question to ask you that's not as serious as it is just designed to be hurtful. How were you successful at improv when you have no ability to handle my jokes in real time?
Well, start making them and I'll tell you, I'll tell you how to react.
He is quick. You got to give it to him. He's quick. Let me tell you something else. Mm. The answer to your question is that it ends at the end. And I'm not creating something that's facile here. Everything has to be a point of division right now. Nothing is escaping. Why? It's like a bad sci-fi movie where there's a vacuum, a black hole, sucking everything in. And that hole is the two-party system, this inexorable seeming battle to the bottom, where it's all about who's worse and everything's getting put through it. Every issue that happens, the war in the Middle East, do you think it's a coincidence that on the far left, there is this super aggressive pro-Palestine / even to a certain degree, Hamas forgiveness or excusing away their actions or rationalizing them away / anti-Zionistic tendency. And on the right, it's the completely opposite, where they're like all in with Israel and you don't hear it. You think that's a coincidence? Of course not. Everything's being divided. Even Taylor Swift. Why? Because as this game sucks the energy of our political culture and our larger culture into it, everything's got to become binary. Everything's got to become a test of us and them, even if people don't even have a natural inclination about it or it doesn't affect them. You have to be on that team. You have to have certain feelings and values. It's like, you know, if you wanted to grow up and you were into punk rock music and all of a sudden you had to be goth. And it was like, you know, everything got put through that filter and that's where it ends. And it seems absurd to you because you are open-minded. But to people who are in the team game, it's, okay, who's the new boogeyman? New boogeyman is Taylor Swift. We're done with Pizzagate. You know, we're done with Deep State. That didn't really catch on the way we wanted to. So now it's this Manchurian advocate, you know, instead of a candidate that really, So Biden can't come out and make the case for himself, but he can control the NFL. What does that tell you? This dividing line of establishment versus disruption. Everything successful, everything big gets swept into establishment, except Trump. Somehow he's able to stay non-establishment when he checks every box of being the establishment. I don't like football. Big corporate enterprise. You know what I mean? What's going to be next? Baseball, MMA. It will all be weaponized and put through the meat grinder of which side are you on? That's what's happening to us. And the absurdity of this is proof.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you know that I take my health seriously, right? I'm an aging athlete. I'm dealing with long COVID. That's why AG1 is a big part of my game, and I have been taking it for many years. Why? Because it's one and done. I don't have to worry about the combinations. I don't have to worry about the price the same way. It's so much less expensive than taking all these things separately. And it's the deliverability. It's just a scoop and a glass of warm water for me, but you can put a scoop of it in whatever you want. And boop, down the hatch, and that's that. People ask me all the time, AG1, do you really take it? Yeah, it's all over my house. And I've been drinking it for a long time, and I think it works. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I trust to have as part of my routine every day. So, you want to replace whatever you're doing now? Start AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Cozy Earth. Did you know that 35% of us report experiencing poor sleep quality? Not that big a surprise, but you got to go a layer deeper. Why? Why? Because I have something that will transform your sleep problem. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Little funny side note, my wife just left to go from our apartment out to our house where we live. Guess what she took with her in her bag? The sheets. Ha! I gotta get another set. She took the Cozy Earth from the apartment. I don't know what I'm sleeping on tonight. Cozy Earth bedding are temperature regulating. That's the technology. That's the key. So what they do is literally adapt to your body's needs. And that helps tailor the sleep experience to you. They use only the best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, and that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Use my promo code, Chris, at checkout, and you'll get 35% off at CozyEarth.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to write in the Chris Cuomo Project, please. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Delete Me. So, Delete Me is a necessary. Why? Reality. Online boogeyman, harassed, scammed, identity theft, spam and robocalls out the wazoo. Man, I get hit with all of it. Some of it is done out of spite. I'm convinced people put me on lists and have tracking software put on me just to make my life more of a hassle. But here's the reality for everyone. Personal information is everywhere on the internet. You are an easy target. That's why I personally recommend Delete Me. Okay? What does it do? It removes any personal information that you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private. Sign up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, you'll get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Use the promo code Cuomo at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo and enter the code Cuomo at checkout. joindeleteme.com/Cuomo.
Well, you've spoken a lot about this on the show, just about the way in which we're separating one another. But I don't think I didn't quite hear from you of like Where does this lead? Do you have any historical parallels of like how you recover from people who have chosen? Like what is, you've said before, if there is some big like 9/11 style event or some horrible thing that it makes us all go, okay, we're all on the same team here. Like short of that, what could possibly bring people together? Maybe a better political unifying figure than the a lot of the people we have today? Or I'm really curious because I do really think Target is a place you go to buy toothpaste. And they're like, oh, but we have this pride display. Well, I can't shop there anymore. It's like, so you're going to shop at the Dollar General now? You know what I mean? Like it's the inconvenience this costs someone in their life of like the knots you tie yourself in just to say, well, this is for my team. Well, on one particular team, in my opinion, it just makes your life more difficult. And so I'm just struggling to figure out how do you, as a country, let alone a person, rebuild and stop thinking of things this way.
So it's complicated to go a lot of different ways. One, people could start choosing for themselves to not be co-opted by the game, to not be lemmings, not to be sheeple, and to think, I can't go to Target because there's some asshole on cable television or social media is telling me that it's anti-Trump or Biden or whatever, that I'm going to think for myself. I'm going to be a critical thinker. I'm an independent. I'm not owned by some stupid party. Two is to end the two-party system and to allow open primaries and ranked choice voting and more optionality for people in terms of who leads them so we don't get co-opted by the fringe, which is what's the engine behind all this. The third one would be a transcendent figure. Transcendent meaning that they are big enough, charismatic enough, pitching to your imagination in a way that leaps over all of the petty division, all of the artifice, all of the artificiality of this division that we're dealing with here.
You're talking about like a Reagan or an Obama type thing. That's kind of like not just a political person. It's a cultural.
I actually think at this point, it can't be a political person.
Oh, interesting.
I think it would have to be. And I'm not saying Hollywood heroes, but I'm saying—
Like if Oprah was running for president?
Well, look, even she, in the testing and the measuring that she did to whether or not to get into the race, decided it would be too hard.
Yeah,
too
didn't much. The Rock do that too? Dwayne Johnson?
He may be. But I don't know. I don't know where they would come from, but you have to be a disruptor to get into the populist zeitgeist right now. So I don't know how it's someone who comes from an established anything, whatever that means.
Well, those are just entertainment figures that I've heard, you know.
Yeah, but that's you will hear that because they get the profile, right? They get the attention. But we are seeing where it's leading us. It's leading us to what I believe is manifested by Trump versus Biden. You can't tell me that this is the best that America can do. I mean, no personal disrespect to the president or the former president, okay? Vote for whoever you want. I'm not in the business of telling you that. But you think that these two guys are the best? No. It is a reflection of the failure of the two-party system. This is the best that system can do because that system is all about just playing to advantage. And they have been winning based on who and what is worse, not better. They don't have to impress you. They have to depress you. And that's what they've been doing. So that changes. People change. Circumstances change. But it's not going to be easy. And it's not going to be fast. Why? Because it took us a long time to get into this hole. Our first president told us to stay away from parties. And we have been getting deeper and deeper into them ever since. And I really believe that the initial instinct was the correct one. Be a nation, that is all. The only thing we have in America that connects us, because it's a very heterogeneous, very mixed society, right? Is our collective understanding and belief in the ways and means of this country and the promise of this country and the equal respect for each other and opportunity. That's what it's supposed to be. And that's really all it should be. We've gotten away from that to exactly what Washington warned against, that you're going to have a small group of men that wind up having outsized power and are focused on their own interests, not the country's. That's where we are.
And you're suggesting that politics is at the root of most of this division we're seeing just throughout the culture?
Political culture. Because you have a lot of opportunists that aren't in politics with a big P
right.
or a little P or however you want to look at it. You have social media influencers who co-opt this and play to agendas and propagandize. You have business. You have money. Let me tell you who doesn't want to end the two-party system. The PACs. The dark money world. Why? Well, it's easy when you only got two teams. You can cover and hedge. I think Greg's going to win, but I'm going to give money to Cuomo too. Well, you get five, six parties where it's open and parties don't control it, which by the way, parties in the Constitution, no. Parties created by federal law though, no. Parties are tradition and they are given the imprimatur of law by all the powerful people who are in the parties. You know, it's like if a country club became universal all over America because all of your elected leaders belong to it. And you're like, wait a minute, I didn't sign up to have to be in this country club or to be ruled by this country club. That's the party system.
And the Soho House costs like $2,000.
That's cheap by political standards.
Yeah, I know.
But,
not,
you know.
Not by Greg's standards. They wouldn't let me in anyway.
No. The money, the media, there are a lot of stakeholders in this game. It's easier to cover two than cover five. It's easy to cover who is worse and the latest scandal, Taylor Swift and the New York Times about this bullshit, than deal with ideas and policy and vexing questions. This is easier, and that's why it's happening.
Well, to wrap up this episode of Controversy Nontroversy, I'm going to ask you a controversial question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite Taylor Swift song?
You know, I'll tell you a story.
Why don't you give me the name first?
Because I don't know the names of her songs.
You can't name a single Taylor Swift song?
I mean, I could hum a couple.
Let's hear it. That's more about an exhale.
I'm thinking.
Oh.
I mean, this is really not
no,
my
No, it's genre. Hard. It's hard for anybody to conjure up a song from one of the most popular figures on earth at the moment.
Hold on. Am I not allowed to have my own musical interests?
You are. Taste?
As proof of how sick we are as a society, must I have a take on Taylor Swift for you?
I do.
I'm sure you do, by the way. I'm sure you know a lot of her songs, but we are different in that way and others.
Oh.
I don't know. If I heard her songs, I'd know they're hers.
Shake It Off.
Yes.
There we go.
Let's Shake It Off, yeah. And I like the thing, the song where now we got bad blood.
Yeah.
And na-na-na-na-na-na. The one about beef. But a lot of the songs don't really resonate with me because they're about like, you know, her love life. But I'll tell you what. I remember her first appearance on Good Morning America. I don't know if she was 14, 15, or 16. But this skinny kid with a guitar and just obvious, tremendous talent. And such tremendous depth of purpose. She wanted it not just to be loved. She wanted to create. And I remember being on the set of GMA. This was a long time ago. And being like, wow, this kid is something special. And of course, she wound up being
Taylor Swift.
And being a very big deal.
I first caught wind of Taylor Swift. She was on the album... I believe it's Battle Studies by John Mayer. I think she's on the track Half of My Heart. And that's one of the top half of the songs on that album. I mean, I like Heartbreak Warfare. All We Ever Do Is Say Goodbye is really good. There's a cover of Crossroads. But Edge of Desire is hands down one of Mayer's best songs live. It's great on this album. But that is if you've ever played guitar, that is a difficult song to learn, Edge of Desire. But it's pretty good. So anyway, she's on that album and she's good on that.
He is seen as maybe one of the best guitarists.
Yeah, I've seen that guy. I've seen him solo probably four or five times. I've seen Dead & Company. I want to see Dead & Company at the Sphere.
My wife
but I have some
big,
child being born. And
my wife is big into Dead & Company. Yeah. Heard they're going to the Sphere and she wants to go there.
Man, if I could see... I was in the Sphere a few months ago for a bachelor party and I took a bunch of edibles and I got to like experience the whole show like that. I got to tell you, man, if there's ever a place to take a couple of weed gummies, holy shit. I mean, and it was just like some bad, you know, IMAX style, you know, video by Darren Aronofsky. I say bad in the sense of like there's no plot to it. There's like robots are on a different planet. Let me remind you what Earth is. And they show, you know, like a butterfly flying at the screen. But man,
Darren Aronofsky is one of our best filmmakers.
Yeah, he's great. The Wrestler is fantastic. Anyway, so the Sphere, I wish I could go to see Dead & Company, but...
Yeah, Christina's a big fan of theirs. Now, just to be very clear, I don't have to be a Taylor Swift musical maven and love her music to defend her in this proposition. I don't care. I'm happy for her success. From what I hear and what I've seen, she deserves it. But this is a cheap trick to keep you angry, to keep you scared. And it's so absurd on its face. It's such crazy sauce that it shows you, to Greg's point, that these parties are getting more and more desperate. They keep lowering the standard. We literally had one of the two major parties speaking consistently about whether Democrats eat babies. Where does this end? Nowhere good, and hopefully soon. Well, I hope that was enjoyable for you, at least. Controversy or non-troversy, it's a craze. For Gregory Ott, not his real name, and for me, thank you for subscribing and following. We appreciate you here. Thank you for checking out News Nation, 8 p.m., 11 p.m. every weekday night. If you want the podcast without ads, I get it. Subscribe at Substack, thechriscuomoproject.substack.com, and the growing conversation around long COVID lives there. I'm starting a new treatment protocol. I'm going to take you through every step of what the doctor tells me about what it is, why it is, and then how it goes. Let's get after it.